Frogheads, how are you? Hopefully the American listeners had a good Thanksgiving holiday and found a lot for which to be grateful. But now we find ourselves in the holiday no man's land between Thanksgiving and Christmas, when everything is hurry-scurry in either cleanup or preparation. And add the turmoil of the recent presidential election? Well, it can be quite hectic, if you let it. So don't. Sit down, plug in, and drift away from the real world for the next hour with some top-notch tunes on The Progressive Track Show. We'll start off with a great new Greek trio called Chicken, with a tune called Omens. I've played many great Greek bands this year, but Chicken, spelled without the E, is a new one that has a wonderfully unique sound. They're creative and adventurous while remaining accessible. Good stuff from the Inner Ear Records label. And if you don't think I'm going to play another track from Chicken, well, you don't know me very well, do you? Of course I'm going to, a bit later in the show. This is the Progressive Track Show, and my name is Mike. The show originates from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and we're winging our way through the last month of the year with some great progressive rock. Italy's Witchwood has released their sophomore album. It's called Handful of Stars, and it's... well, let me just play something from it, and we'll compare notes, eh? This is Like a Giant in a Cage.
Thank you.
Like a Giant in a Cage from Italy's Witchwood. Sounds like it could be right from the 70s, doesn't it? And that's a good thing. Witchwood's new sophomore effort is called Handful of Stars. It's available on Bandcamp or Jolly Roger Records. Check it out. You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, where we rock the Pacific Northwest progressively. And this year we've expanded our reach through Progzilla Radio in the UK.
Hi, this is Tom Brislin, and you are listening to Progzilla.
Time for an old friend of the show, Jason Rubenstein. Well, Jason's not old. I've just played his great music for a number of years now. Okay, that's an awkward transition into the next song called The Curmudgeon Invents the Future. Jason Rubenstein is not only a source of great music, but it seems he also recommends a lot of wonderful music to me that you subsequently hear on the show. That tune was The Curmudgeon Invents the Future, and that's from an EP called This Is Not a Love Letter. It's always great to have some Jason Rubinstein on the show, and all of Jason's music is available on Bandcamp, and you should listen to it.
I'm Jason Rubinstein, and you're listening to Progressive Tracks on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio.
Let's play another from Chicken on the heels of Jason's curmudgeon tune. It's called Aleppo Jam, and that's from the new self-titled Chicken debut on Inner Ear Records.
Oh,
Chicken is a band that was not on my radar at all, until my Greek friend Stratos at Inner Ear Records sent me the album. I guarantee you they're on my radar now. Great unique music and great musicianship. That's Chicken, without the E, and they're available for a listen on many streaming sites. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. The Progressive Track Show is also carried weekly from London by the good gents over at Progzilla Radio.
This is Ben from Enochian Theory. Hoping you're enjoying the show. You are listening to Progzilla. Stay tuned.
Time for another relatively new debut release, this time from England's Paradigm Shift. This is good and long, and also comes with a message. It's called A Revolutionary Cure.
Slavery is an ugly part of our history.
This word dictatorship could be a heck of a lot easier.
Fight for their freedom.
We need a way to medicate their sickening souls. We'll
like you, and this could be you, and that's why you fight for their freedom.
Could this oral antidote be just what we've been yearning for? Consequences side the endless benefits we can't ignore. This may hold the answers to the questions left unasked until now. Our only option is to trust those with the power in their hands.
My automatic minds stay in society. Duplicated drones, solemn sobriety. Unsuspecting slaves, fascinated fools, aimless in apathy, responding to the rules.
We've been caught within a web of ill-conceived conspiracy, falling victim to the lies. Submissive will no longer be. Take this thought, oppressing. slaves than the right. How can they tell us not to be free? Free from desire. Down to one earthly depths, relinquishing life, but with our last breath, we'll awaken them all, for them to see that they'll be last to fall. God, save our souls.
Revolutionary Cure from England's Paradigm Shift, who are on the Bad Elephant music label. That's from the debut album called Becoming Aware, that was released a bit earlier this year. Paradigm Shift plays their own brand of progressive metal, and I like it. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and you're listening to the Progressive Tracks Show, where I play all the music you can't dance to. And my name's Mike, by the way, just in case you'd like to lodge a complaint or something. Although I have no idea why you'd want to do that.
Hi, this is Mike Kershaw, and you are listening to Progzilla Radio.
Another new release, another new band, at least on this show. Holloway is from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Feeble Hearts of Man is the album, and you're going to hear the great tune called A Nameless Fear that kicks off the album. Michigan's progressive metal band Holloway with A Nameless Fear off their new release called The Feeble Hearts of Man that you can get on Bandcamp for name your price. Of course these guys need to eat too, but how generous an offer is that? So you have no excuse not to check out their fine music. One last tune tonight, one of hope, one from the purveyors of hope for the better part of 50 years, one that was played live this past week by three guys from this band, Anderson, Rabin, and Wakeman. This is Yes with Lift Me Up.
Decided on my phone.
What a great surprise it was to hear Lift Me Up played by Anderson, Rabin, and Wakeman this past week at the Moore Theater in Seattle. That, of course, is a Yes tune from the 1991 Union album, where all Yes alumni participated. Hopefully a similar reunion can take place before too long. Hey, maybe on their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Fingers crossed. Well, enough, Mike. It's time to go until next week. And so I'll wish you a good week, hoping that the music has allowed you to break away from the hustle and bustle, at least for a bit. If you need a break next week, I'll be back again with some of the best in progressive rock. For KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, this is Mike, urging you as always to prog on. Stay vigilant and have a great week.